am back. I am back. Welcome, Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. The Let Us Chop It Up that I begun is just the intro now. I'm sorry that the episode was interrupted and I had to turn it into an intro, which is perfectly fine. It was only less than 7 minutes. So that's cool. My phone is always doing something. Either there's a call, there's a message, there's an email, there's something I need to be attentive to. So I do apologize. And the phone is the best option for me because I'm constantly always doing something. I may end up moving it over to my laptop when I do these episodes. I really don't know. Because the key reason that the phone is the best thing for me is because I'm always doing something. You know, I can do an episode from the car, I can do an episode from wherever. So I'm just constantly moving. I would hate to start it on my laptop and then have to close it out. Not saying that that's not impossible, but close it out because I got to get in the car or whatever reason. So we're going to stick to the phone for the meantime. But I was starting off the episode. I already gave all the details. If you're not already following, got your notifications on for the Spotify channel, make sure you do that. Make sure you let your friends know, their friends know. Make sure it's something they'll be into. A lot of people aren't in, may not be into my type of humor, my type of real talk, my type of personality. They may not be into it. They may be into something else. So, hey, that's fine. I did an episode, a podcast, a couple of days ago. Some people ain't gonna prefer you. You ain't gonna prefer some people. That's fine. You don't prefer it? Keep moving. So, yeah. let's see, make sure I got all the FYIs out. Make sure if you haven't had your water this morning, make sure you got your water, okay? I don't know what you're doing with your life if you ain't got your water. Not a juice, not a soda, not sugar of any kind. Get you some water. Have some water. Let's see. So, okay, I had to go to the hospital because a loved one is having a surgery today, a major surgery, and I wanted to be more support. Now, mind you, I've been to the hospital throughout the COVID situation. I've had a sister give birth to a newborn and other things, you know, so I'm one of those, I'm going to be more supportive, period. I'm going to be there. If I'm a part of your triangle, I'm part of your square, your circle, whatever, I'm a part of your close people and you're a part of mine, I'm gonna be a part of your support, period. Doesn't matter what the support is about, I'm gonna be there. Especially when it comes to family. So FYI, I'm not jumping into a COVID rant, a vaccination rant, a mass rant. We're not touching on that. There's current topics and events I'm just not gonna touch on because that's just minding somebody else's business and I don't have time for that. I'm not gonna make time for that. I do what I do. All I can do is mind my business. You do what you do. So this episode is just going to be a Let Us Chop It Up. I've done a Let Us Chop It Up before. So typically if you see another Let Us Chop It Up, it's a new day. We're going to chop it up about something new. So don't be alarmed if you see one Let Us Chop It Up and then another one Let Us Chop It Up. No, it can be like that. It's different days, different shit I'm going to talk about or address or just rant about. But I wanted to touch on this because I woke up about 7:30 this morning and got myself together, all that good stuff, left, go to the hospital before I even make it anywhere further into the hospital. Like I said in the intro, they have like this checkpoint. I'm not sure how every other hospital and clinics across the world are set up, but ours where I reside, they have this checkpoint. You know, they take your temperature, ask you these questions, give you a sticker or a wristband, whatever, letting know that you've had your screening process before you enter the facility, blah, blah, blah. So the lady that's asking me these questions, and I'm telling her no, all that. She begins to tell me how the hospital has only one visitor policy right now, and all the waiting rooms in the hospital are closed due to COVID. Mind you, okay, I have been to the hospital in June. I have been to the hospital in May. Like I said, I've had sister give birth. I've had different situations, not situations, but things that occurred within people I know or loved ones and need to be down there. And this information is new to me, okay? So she's saying it to me, and I'm like, I don't know why. You know, like, before I even dare get myself irritated, I'm trying to listen to her. But the first thing that's coming to my mind is, like, are they really thinking that I'm not going to be here for my peoples? Like, for real? Now, I understand, perfectly clear, that shit's been going on for a while, okay? The nature of what's happening with the world, with COVID and things of that nature, has been happening for a while. I'm not oblivious. Also know that there's been plenty of people that have been hospitalized and went into the hospital, et cetera, that have not had to, that have not had the blessing of being able to have their loved ones. I'm very much aware of that. But as I just stated, I've been into this facility plenty of times for different things. So this information is new to me. So she's telling me, and I reiterate to her, so no waiting room throughout this whole hospital is open and available for me to sit and wait for them to be done. She said no. I said okay. So that already, that triggered me. Okay, that started to bring my, it started to pique a anger, but I remained intact. I said okay. Made her aware of who was actually going to be there with this individual, made her aware that I was just here to see them off and wish them well. If that's the case, if I can't remain, that's the case. Okay. And I went on by my business. So I made sure I reached out to whomever to let them know of this information and that I would most likely not be staying the entire procedure. They made me aware they were about to pull up in a couple minutes, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. So I went over, once I got past the checkpoint area, I went over to the registration area of where my loved one is going to have to come over to register for their procedure. I've already gone through the checkpoint. I'm sitting here being quiet. I'm not in anybody's way. They're literally going to come in and come to this area to check in, and I can see them off and I can go on. Well, I'm sitting there and I am looking over my schedule for the day and things of that nature and checking out things I got to do and also making a note of podcasting things and stuff like that, checking Instagram, email, stuff like that. And I knew as soon as I seen this lady come up to this desk, and I'm always observant and aware of my surroundings. It may not look like it, but I'm very much aware. And I knew the interaction that I just had with the lady at the checkpoint area, I knew it was only a matter of time before I have another interaction. I knew it was only a matter of time. One, you may not agree, you may agree, but just the vibe that I was getting, I didn't feel like it was a vibe that anyone else who wasn't of color would have gotten. And let me tell you why I say that, because I know a lot of individuals may think, oh, they're going to take it here, they're going to take it there. Let me make it clear. Anytime a person of color brings up and makes something relative to color, 9 times out of 10, it's because it was the impression that was made, okay? I'm going to do 8 times out of 10. It was because someone gave the impression that the color of their skin was the reason for the type of interaction, the type of response, the type of wording, the type of whatever suggestive behavior was warranted because of the person's color of their skin. Okay? If I ever bring up the color of my skin in a situation that comes about from whatever interaction, from whomever, it's because it was given that way. Because you're not going to hear me bring that. I'm not going to mention my color because my color is not, it should not be important. You feel me? I'm a human being. It should not be important. So I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to it's nothing to talk about. I'm black. I'm proud. And this is what it is. So if I ever bring it up, it's because you've given me the impression or you said blatantly that this is what the issue is. So I was already feeling a certain type of way because I felt like the information she was giving me was not invalid, but I felt like the way she delivered it made it seem, because mind you, I am literally saying this individual is having surgery. I am going to see them off before they go to surgery. That's what I'm doing. Okay. I'll wait in the waiting area. She said, okay, the waiting areas throughout the hospital are closed. Mind you, I don't see any type of notice, no type of paper, no type of picture, no type of statement, hospital policy, nothing saying that they've implemented this now due to COVID, okay? I don't see this anywhere. If I would have seen this, I wouldn't have been shocked if she said it to me. I would have actually told her, I read the paper that came, that as soon as I came in, it said that. I'm aware now. Thank you. But it was nowhere. So her telling me was just like, okay, got it. But I made her aware, okay, I won't stay, but I'm going to make sure I see them off. Okay? But for some reason, she kept being persistent in making sure that I knew I couldn't stay. Okay? And that bothered me. Because I'm telling you I understand, but you keep saying it like I don't. What gave you the impression that I didn't? So, I hear. I make sure I make my call to my loved one, let them know that this is what's happening now. And also made them aware. I said, I feel like my patience is being tried. Because I'm really a gentle spirit, okay? If you don't make any problem to me, I'm not making any problem to you, sweetie. That goes for man or woman. I'm not going to do that. I'm minding my business. When I say I mind my business, I just don't say that on here. I do that shit in real life 24/7. I mind my business. Only when you insert yourself into my business, or you think you're going to swerve into my lane, or you're going to politic on my block, that's when shit gets real for you. Other than that, I'm minding my business. On my social media, I am minding my business. In my family, I am minding my business. In my personal life, I am minding my business. Period. Because I learned some years back, when you choose peace over chaos, you're going to have to eliminate a lot of shit. And a lot of things that you think or thought was funny aren't. A lot of things you think were and are entertainment aren't. A lot of things that you think can't discombobulate your energy and your aura and your vibe and having certain people around you, it can really cause a fucking problem. Your choice of company can cause a problem. I'm trying to tell you, I experienced that. The choice of people around you can really cause and throw your life into a spin. It's just as much your responsibility and accountability as it is theirs, because you allow them to be there. But I really have experienced having a certain energy or a certain individual in my life, and notice how my life did like a shift. When I tell you I cut the weight, I cut the motherfucking weight. Because the empire will be maintained and balanced always, period. That's first and foremost. My empire comes before me. And I have a certain lifestyle that I live for my own personal womanhood that I do. You feel me? The way that I upkeep and do my things. But my empire comes before me. Okay? Period. I don't care how much money I make. I don't care what I have going on. I don't care what many businesses or things that I have my hands in. I don't give a fuck about any of that. When it comes to numero uno, it is the empire. Especially when you are the primary caretaker and provider and builder of it, the empire comes first. I can't speak for other people. I don't know how the people move. I don't know what the people are doing. That's not my business. Not my business. None whatsoever. But over here, the empire is minded. And I'm not going to make no lane or take no time out for minding my empire and my business to carve out some time to mind yours and what you're doing in your house or what you're doing with your friend or with your family or with your man or your girl. I'm not going to do that. If it ain't got shit to do with me, I'm going to keep it at just that. If it's something that caused me to insert myself, then I will. But best believe I'll never insert myself into business that I can blatantly see and got shit to do with me. So, once I let my loved one know of this new information that this individual just told me, I went on ahead and walked around to the registration area. Sitting there minding my business, blah, blah. Waiting for this drop-off because I just got off the phone with my loved one. They told me they were about to pull up. Okay, and the registration area isn't far from the beginning, from the entrance of the lobby. You probably take a couple of steps and you're at the entrance of the lobby. So they're telling me about to pull up, blah, blah, blah. And I know they're going to get dropped off at the front of the building because this individual has to come in. They have a procedure. So I sit there minding my business. I'm on my phone minding my business. And I knew immediately when I seen this individual walk over to the counter and seen that these two ladies were having this conversation, Just certain shit, certain individuals, they pick up on certain things quicker than others. They're aware of certain things quicker than others. So I was already ready for me to have to check whoever I was going to check. And I already knew that whatever interaction was going to come next, I knew that they were going to feel whatever the fuck energy they gave me, I'm going to give it back. I already knew it. The only thing I didn't know 100% was if I was going to choke slam someone or if I was going to continue to go about my business. I didn't know if I was going to choose violence and risk it all or not. That's what I didn't know 100% for sure. I knew about 40% out of 100. I knew about 40%. So that left 60% unaccounted for of whatever the fuck I was going to do. Okay? Because you got to take in. A lot of people, I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, well, you never know when what people got going on in their lives, what they have. You don't. So mind you, I'm down here at the hospital. I don't want to be here, sweetie. I don't want to have dinner out with any of you guys. I don't want you to have dinner out with me. I have nothing but the utmost respect for the healthcare workers and anyone in that field. I have family members and loved ones that are in that field. I have none but the utmost respect. I respect anyone in their profession. I don't care if it's from McDonald's to the bank to the hospital to fucking the tire industry. I don't care. You do what you do. The respect is there. For the tire industry, you make sure I got tires on my car. From the healthcare industry, you make sure if I'm sick, I get well. You feel me? For the McDonald's workers, you make sure if I want a quick meal, it's there. I don't care what you do. That's none of my business. The respect is there. Even if COVID was around or not, the respect would be there until you disrespect. So no one's job is more than the other. Certain careers and jobs carry more weight than the others. But I don't change up how I deal with individuals just because of the job they have. Okay? The same respect I will pay the CEO, I'm going to pay the janitor. And that's just what it is for me. So I'm sitting right there and I hear her come over in her mannerism, her energy that she came over with. Okay. Now, mind you, I already knew what energy was coming. I was 60% unaccounted for on how I was going to react if I was going to choose violence or risk it all. But her energy would have chose, it would have, it either would have been the former or the latter, depending on how she came at me, would have been whatever I'm going to return back. And I go by and I play it by play. If she would have came over with calm energy, she most likely would have got calmer energy back. But she came over with the energy like she was worthy of risking it all. Okay? Now, when I say that she came over like she was worthy of risking it all, like when she came over and she was doing hand language, like she knew that she was ready for whatever she was fixing to get. And if you giving me that energy, well, we on the same page. You feel me? If you giving me energy like you ready for whatever I'm going to give you, shit, thank you. I don't know. Don't be scared of me, baby. Don't. Please, I like it when you don't be scared. Don't. So you got to factor in, I'm already in the headspace of this loved one is about to have, you know, a crazy surgery, a crazy procedure. You feel me? So I'm already in, I'm praying. I'm already in the mindset. I'm already whatever. It's early in the morning. You know, it's a lot of different, you know, whatever. And whatever else life got going on. Okay? So, and then I'm getting this energy. I got this energy from one area. Then I got this, I'm getting this energy from you. I'm trying to tell you, you don't want whatever. You don't want those problems. So immediately, she's doing this hammer. She says, I hear that you're here for a loved one that's having surgery. Mind you, the whole time she's saying that, she got this hand motion. When I think of hand motions from someone I don't know, and then depending on your mannerisms and your tone and your energy, I'm taking that as a threat. So immediately, I can't be held accountable for what my left and my right do. I can't be held accountable for that. Because you're giving me energy that's making me feel like it's a threat and making me feel like I'm a problem, making me feel like you got a problem and I need to fix it for you. So she says that, and I put my phone down in my purse and I said, I am. I said, they are literally being dropped off and they're going to come here to register. So she goes in, and the way I'm playing it back right now is making my eye fucking twitch. Because you know how those moments where you could have chose violence and you didn't, but goddamn, when you play it back, you really feel like you should have and just said, fuck, you know what, if I'm behind the wall later today from the action, it is what it is, somebody will bomb me out, You feel me? Like, it, you know, go to my bank, take it out, come get me, you know, whatever. But it, but when you play, but you like, yo, I really should have lifted that bitch up by her throat. You feel me? Like, I really should have took her off the floor and made her talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Now, you listening to me? Don't choose violence. Don't go out there doing crazy things. Don't do that. I didn't do that. These are my personal, you know, these are my thoughts. These are my personal feelings. I'm speaking from my side of things. I'm not speaking for you to go do anything or whatever. No, you should always use your words. I do believe that. Use your words. And go from there. I'm speaking from over here. So I'm not responsible for whatever anybody else do out there in the world. But I'm speaking from over here, for me. Duly note, I didn't choose violence. I didn't. Because just when I was hearing something say something, I heard something say, but this, but your loved one's about to be in the hospital. They got to get this surgery. So I say, you know what? Violence ain't it. Violence ain't it today. So she's saying this, and I say to her, okay, I'm waiting right here because they're coming right here. But this area is for the patients that are registered. So you mean to tell me if that woman over there came in with her husband and he comes sit over here and he's waiting for her to come over here and register because she's the one that's about to have a surgery, you mean to tell me you're going to tell him to leave? He got to go in front of bed? Make it make sense, bitch. That's how, that, yeah, make it make sense. So as she's, you know, telling me where I'm going to have to be, but the way my, everybody could tell, I had, you could tell that I literally shedded a whole skin. That's exactly what it felt like. I, because the way my head moved and the slow motion that I had, you could tell I literally shedded a fucking skin. That in that moment was, are we choosing violence or not? That was the millisecond of that decision when I shedded a skin. And I said very, very loudly, I said, I don't know why y'all are trying to try my patience, but I don't have any more. So as I'm walking through these glass doors before I'm about to head to another set of doors from the registration area, she thinks she's going to continue to tell me or talk to me or whatever. I put my hand up so quick. It almost had a mind of its own. I said, you don't need to say nothing else to me. I said, you ain't got to tell me nothing. I said, your best thing is to stop talking to me. Right now. Big facts. I'm trying to tell you. I'm literally shedding the other option. But you keep putting the motherfucking skin back on me like it's a jacket. And you fixing to catch a hell of a wave. I'm fitting to get real. She shut up. And I walked the fuck off. Period. You can look at security. I don't, child, do I look like I give a fuck about security? Do I look like I give a damn? Do they even look like they can do anything with me? Don't let this nice ensemble and this big body Benz bag, you feel me? And this get up and this look make you think that a bitch don't know a thing or two. And don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't. Don't. And I made sure I looked at them right in their face. Security, what you gonna do? What you want to do? Don't do that. And as soon, mind you, as soon as I walk out the lobby doors, who's pulling up? My loved one. The one that I just told her was coming right in to check in. You feel me? So I'm helping them with their items. I told my loved one, I said, I'm going to make sure he good, then I'm leaving. I said, because it's all I see is red right now. I'm gonna make sure I go on about my business. I make sure I do that for me. You feel me? I'ma do that for me. But I'm saving you. Okay. So we head in. My loved one gets, you know, the checkpoint screening and things like that. And where do we go? Right to the registration area, the same place I left 2 seconds ago. And who wasn't there? The bitch that thought she was ready for whatever the fuck she was finna get for me. She was mistaken. She wasn't there. But the bitch she was talking to behind the screen was still there. Did anybody say anything to me? No. What? Because I just fucking told the stupid bitch that I'm literally waiting on the loved one to walk in. They are about to pull up right here. But she took it out of, she took it amongst herself to be extra and be difficult and do what she did. Now I'm pretty sure I'm going to see her again. And so it's inevitable. You feel me? My loved one is going to be down at the hospital for a few days. It's inevitable. But I had to start off with that because that literally happened to me. And the whole time I was driving home, I was thinking to myself, you're such a good girl. Like, that's what I was saying. I'm like, yo, you're a good girl. You really could have took it there and you didn't. And I'm saying this to say, it would have felt beautiful to take it there. Because I've been wanting to take it there for a while for a lot of different things. It would have felt, I know, without a doubt, it would have felt glorious to take it there. I knew I would have done things like it would have been a fucking, you know how Kanye's Donda album party, release party was, and the Benz Stadium, and the Mercedes-Benz Stadium? It was going to be like that. I was going to take it there. It was going to be so beautiful, so vibrant. And once I came down from being lifted up in the sky, going to a nice place, because I would have took them to a nice place. Once I came back down to earth, then I would have went on to jail, stuff like that. Hey, I would have been sitting in the wholesale, you know, still living off that high, but now I'm trying to figure out, you know, who I need to, you know, well, I got one person down here in major surgery, and then I got somebody else, you know, like, I would have had to make sure I networked to make sure they went to the bank and got me out. So when I say all that I'm saying, it's big to think, because as good as it would have felt to take it there, it would have been even more stressful after taking it there. Sometimes the temporary of feeling is not worth the risk. You feel me? And sometimes it's just not. Sometimes it is. When it comes to principle and emotion, you got to be the adult about that. You got to figure out which one is worthy of the other. Okay? When it comes to principle, I'm a step. When it comes to emotion, I'm a think. Period. Because certain principalities, you cannot overlook, cannot be written off. Emotions, left unchecked, are liabilities. And everything, almost everything that I dealt with this morning was emotion. Because it was anger, it was disgust, it was confusion, it was, you know, it was all that. You feel what I'm saying? I acknowledged that verbally. I acknowledged it when it was happening, but I also acknowledged that motherfuckers tried me. So instead of getting physical, I just gave her back the energy that she thought she was going to give me. You don't need to say anything else to me. Your best bet is to not say nothing else to me. And I think in that moment, her life flashed before her eyes and she thought to herself, I think she really means that. I feel like she really means that. And those security guards can't get to me as quick as she is right here by me. You feel me? So I think she did the math in that split second, and that's what made her shut the fuck up. And she was smart. Now, once again, this is just my story. This is something that happened from my side of things. You know what I'm saying? This is my perspective, you know, my point, blah, blah, blah. Don't take it upon yourself to be doing no weird shit, no crazy shit, because you're going to be responsible for that. You make the best judgment that you can for yourself. I said all this because, one, I needed to vent a little bit about it. And then, two, because when you sit right there and you look back on certain things and you are able to see them as a mature adult, when you look at it, you're like, you know what? I felt a certain way, but I executed something different. And that's how you have to be. Like, we're all human beings. We're flawed. You feel me? We're not going to always make the brightest decisions, the right decisions all the time. In those moments where we do, regardless of how we feel, you should give yourself a pat on the back. You should. You feel me? You really should. Because knowing that you could have did something totally different and it may not have the outcome you wanted or did what you needed to do or whatever,